Here's a look at your midday markets on Monday, July 20th. Starting with a cattle sale at Joplin Regional Stockyards, they're only expecting around 3,500 head total and are almost done for the day. Compared to last week, feeder steers under 750 pounds are selling 15 to 30 lower, and the heavier weights are selling 2 to 10 lower. The feeder heifers are selling 25 to 35 lower. Feeder steers, medium and large 1, 4 to 5 weights, 500 to 580. 550 to 600 pound steers are selling from 425 to 470. 6 to 7 weights, 385 to 410. 7 to 8 weights, 355 to 363. A load of 881 pound steers sold at 344. 604 head of steers averaging at 908 pounds sold from 338.50 to 341.50, and 125 head of steers weighing right at 1,000 pounds sold at 316.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1, 5 to 6 weights, 382 to 410, 6 to 7 weights, 360 to 384, and 154 head of heifers averaging at 812 pounds, sold from 324 to 328. Looking at your prior day hog markets, starting with the Barrows and Gilts, 2,282 head, base carcass price was $99.66, change was up 69 cents. For sows, there was a head count of 6,431 head, and the live price was $25 to $67 even. Looking at the midday futures from the Chicago Board of Trade, corn in September, 451 and a quarter up 6 and a quarter, December, 474 and three quarters up 7 and a quarter, March, 490 and a half up 7 and a half. Soybeans in August, 1229 and three quarters up 25 and a quarter. September, 1219 and a quarter up 25 and three quarters. November, 1229 and three quarters up 26 and three quarters. Wheat in September, 678 down 4 and three quarters. December, 695 and three quarters down 4. March, 711 down 2 and three quarters. Your livestock midday futures from the CME. Live cattle in August, 225.97 up 155, October, 222.57 up 187, December, 222.22 up 170. Feeder cattle in August, 350.72 up 477, September, 344.97 up 562, October, 338.10 up 527. Lean hogs in August, 101.45, down 20 cents. October, 87.95, unchanged. December, 79.12, up 35 cents. That concludes your midday market report on Monday, July 20th, with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. This is Amanda Weberg.